his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Morni Morasi and Li Nishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, Maris Chana Basrib Sugiona, Maris Altachana Basrib Meir Zev. And we are basing this on the Sefer Lahoris Nosan, Chelek Hay, Simon Lamed Gimel. This was written at Moshe Tzom Tisha B'Av, Orli Yom Yer Aleph, Menachem Av, in the year Tuf Shin Memhe Mishteh, 1985. That was some year. I don't know if you remember 1985, but I do. And this was written to a very chashuv Talmud Chacham in Brooklyn, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Riva. And the question was about Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, like this year. It was that year also, in 85, and also this year, Tuf Shin Ein Tes, that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. What about a katan who is bar mitzvah on Sunday? Does he have to fast? Okay, so you have a katan on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, and the 9th of Av he's 12, and on the 10th of Av he's 13. Does he have to fast or not? And of course it's telling the Chakira of what's the nature of the Nidche fast. Is pshat that it's really on the 9th and 10th is a makeup? Or no, the original takana is that if it falls out on the 9th, Shabbos, then you should have it on the 10th. Then that's the real day. Is it begeder tashlumen or is it a chiyuv la'atzmo? If it's begeder tashlumen, then he doesn't have to fast. If chiyuv la'atzmo, then he does. L'chora, this is talui. In the Machlokas Rishonim, brought in the Torah, Chaim Tov Kuf Nun Dalid. K'shchol tishav of b'Shabbos, Rabbeinu Yitzchak says that Dvarim shebitzina noagim, that private matters are noheg, which would mean that, for example, tashmish amita would be usser. Rami Rotenberg and the Rush argue, and they hold no, that since the Shabbos is gishmak, you eat as much as you want, like Shlomo b'shaito. They had very huge meals back then, so memela. Dvarim Shevitzin are not Noheg. So that's the Machlokas brought in the Torah Tav Kufin and Dal, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Leheter, Tashmish is Mutter on Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, the Ramah Paskins Aser. So apparently it would come out like this, that Ladas HaMatir and its Mashmishim Shechol Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos Nidcha Tainis Lagamri. Ladas HaMatirim Mashma, Shim Chol Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, the Tainis is Nidcha Lagamri, and therefore Tashmish Amit is Mutter, Dvarim Shebitzin are Mutter, and the 10th day is a Chiyuv Chodosh, and it's not Beged to Tashlumin, and if so, a Katan Shen is Gadol Basiri Chayuv, Veladasa Osrim, Tashmish Amit Atzmuchach, that the Tainis isn't Nekar Lagamri, Dvarim Shebitzin are still Noeg, it's still a Shtikal Tisha B'Av, I mean it's Tisha B'Av in the date, but it's what we would call Tisha B'Av. And according to them, we can say that the 10th is just a tashlumen. It's just a makeup to complete the Tisha B'Av, but the Tisha B'Av is also a Tisha B'Av. And if so, if he became a gadol on the 10th, he's pater. He's only a makeup, and on the Iker day he was pater. So mele on the 10th he's pater. On the 10th he's pater, even though he's bar mitzvah. Marsham brings in Chelek Gimel Shin Samach Gimel brings the Tshuvas HaRashba and Tav Kuf Chof. Shebetisha B'Av Shcholos B'Shabbos Ein Anoig Shum Avelus. Because we say Ma'ala Shulchanuk is Suda Shlomo B'Shaito. And even though in Avel we say Dvarim Shebitzin is Noheg, but Avelus is an Anderizach. Avelus Yishana is different. This is an old Avelus, an Altazach. And therefore, Dvarim Shebitzin are not Noheg. And he says that the other Abaday, even more so, they uprooted it from the 9th and made it on the 10th. And it really was Roy Lekovu Basiri, like the Gemara says. That's when the Ikar Srefa was on the 10th. So Mela was completely uprooted from the 9th. And according to that Svara, if Cotton became bar mitzvah on the 10th, if it was completely uprooted from the 9th, l'chor according to that svara, then cut and would fast. We can also say that this chakira is totally another machlokas haposkim. Tur, simen tafkuf nun aleph, tisha b'av shcholias b'shabbos, v'nidcha v'achar shabbos. Shekosev atur, shemutr l'chabes b'shtei ha-shabosos, b'shavua shelofan of mutr, kevin shenitcha tainis ad yom rishon, I'm quoting now his lashon, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's pushed off to after Shabbos, you're allowed to do laundry in both weeks, b'shavua shelofan of its mutr, because the tainis was pushed off to Sunday. So memela the previous week is in shavua shecholbo, and this next week is after the tainis. So memela, both weeks are mutter b'kibbutz, mutter b'laundry. And then he brings, no, that those are that those who are noek shcholios b'shabbos to aser the previous week. The first day is das harosh api yushalmi kemavur b'beis Yosef. So we can say in Pashtus, their machlokas is totally an archakira. If Tisha B'Av shcholios b'shabbos is completely nitched in the previous week, you're allowed to do laundry. It's not shavua shechol bo Tisha B'Av. That laundry is aser. Because it was completely pushed off, and that's Das HaRosh, who holds that Shabbos Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, you're not even knowing Dvarim Shebitzina. It's completely uprooted. And the one who's Machmir holds that no, they didn't completely uproot it. Therefore, that week it's considered Shavuot Shechol Bo, and you're not allowed to do laundry the week of Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. The Mechaber writes that you're allowed to get a haircut. Again, we do the 9 days as our Ashkenazi Chumras, but the Mechaber says that on Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av, and it's Nitcha L'Yom Rishon, that you're allowed to do laundry and you're allowed to get a haircut B'Shavua Shelefanav. And then he says there are those who Aser. Interestingly enough, later on in Tavkuf Nandality Paskins, that if Tisha B'Av falls B'Shabbos, then you're allowed, it's mutter b'tash mishamita, and he doesn't bring those who aser. So, when it comes to doing, when it being considered Shavuot Shechol Bo, he brings both days, whether the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av nitcha Shavuot Shechol Bo. When it comes to Tashmish, he only brings the Matirim. So, Linyan Shabbos Atzma, he wasn't choshish for the Machmirim. He holds Shabbos, you want to get the most out of your Shabbos, so, part of the Onik Shabbos, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as Tashmish Amita. Avol Einyan Shavuah Shelefonav, there already it's Nishkin Shabbos. So he was Choshesh L'Shita Sa'oisrim, Ve'evim B'Shem Yishmeish Mishayimer. Nacha Machlokas, in B'Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Nitcha Tainis L'Gamrei, Ho'B'Mogin Avram, writes B'Das HaRamash, Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, Asr Lilmot Kol Hayom, because it's Asr Medina Lumod B'Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Shebitzina are Noeg. Ever he brings from the Tshuvas HaMa'aril, Shemuchach Mimenu, Shebitisha B'Av, Shechol B'Shabbos, Mutar Lumod Kodem Chatzos, Kemet Shenitcha Nitcha, Ben Lo Din Tisha B'Av, Rak Din Erev Tisha B'Av. So therefore you're allowed to learn. Tshuvas Chasim Sofer writes, that we pask in Tisha B'Av, B'Shabbos Nitcha L'Mochar, so we see a machlokas here, Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, is the Avel is Nitcha, and therefore you can learn, as in Erev Tisha B'Av, you can learn till Chatzos, non Tisha B'Av in Yanim. Or do we say, no, that it does have a din of Tisha B'Av, and therefore it's Aser B'Talmud Torah Kol Hayom? Is it Begeder Tashlumen, or is it Begeder? Is Sunday Begeder Tashlumen or Sunday Chiyuv Chadash? If Sunday is Begeder Tashlumen, then that means that it wasn't completely uprooted, and therefore Talmud Torah you be Aser B'Talmud Torah. If it's a Chiyuv Chadash, it means it's completely uprooted, even Mutar B'Talmud Torah. Okay, so that's the first stage in our journey, and I'm hoping that the B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we are able in the next year to continue on the second stage of our journey. But in the meantime, we learned some very interesting inyanim. And we should be zocher taka lulmodu lamed lishmor v'laslo kaims kol divrei samu terasu v'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.